Does this course replace therapy sessions? Well, I think it depends. There is a lot of overlap between what you would do in this course and what you would do in a typical therapy session, you know, going through your life and reflecting on it and processing emotions and so on. And if you can handle this on your own, and chances are for most issues you probably could, in that case you don't really need to take therapy sessions. Now, if for certain issues you're feeling stuck or the emotions are too overwhelming, then sure, you can visit a therapist on the side as well. I encourage you to do that if you're feeling stuck and you really don't know what to do. Then sure, also because we tend to have blind spots about our own lives. We don't see things very clearly sometimes. We can be in denial about things. So there too, it can help you face certain things that are too difficult to accept on your own. So therapy can really make a huge difference in those areas. Now, if you know that you have a psychiatric condition or you've been diagnosed with a psychiatric condition, then I definitely recommend you get some help, but definitely also from a therapist or a psychiatrist who believes in a cure, because some psychiatrists don't believe in a cure, and this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know. So if they only want to prescribe medications to you and they say, you know, that's it, that's all we can do, then nothing else will happen. So this is definitely not a good idea. If you have such a condition, seek out a psychiatrist who actually believes in a cure. Most of these psychiatric problems that arise are the result of social issues and not a medical issue. So it's not some kind of chemical imbalance in the mind or whatever. That follows the social problem and the inner feeling of misery and so on. So it's not because you have a chemical imbalance and so on. It's because of a social problem. So the solution to most of these psychiatric problems is to find the right social support and then to heal the underlying wounds. Now, just to be complete, I'd like to mention that there also are medical conditions where you really need to see a doctor or preferably someone specialized in those issues. And one would be actual brain damage. So if you've been hit on the head or if you were in an accident or in a fight, and as a result of that, sometimes you have some very strange feelings out of the blue things are really different now, that could be an indication that you have brain damage. And this can be healed, by the way, under the right conditions. Or it could be that you have chronic deficiencies, like not having had a proper diet for a long time. That can also lead to things like depression and so on, or not feeling well. And then intoxication could also be a reason for having strange behavior or feeling strange. And then finally, parasites could also be a cause of panic attacks, for example. If you have no idea where it might come from, you suddenly have panic attacks. This could be parasites. So look into, if you have such symptoms and they're very, very weird and unexplainable, go see a doctor and try to exclude these four reasons that I mentioned here.